Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How are you feeling about the Panthers in Atlanta?
I'm feeling pretty good. I know there's a lot of Panther fans that are going to be traveling to the game, and they match up way better with Georgia Tech than clearly they did against Notre Dame. And, you know, Mason Heinrich, he's a young quarterback, and you're going to live with some of the issues that come with that. But he's been a kid that has been resilient and has bounced back whenever things have gone bad. So I do expect a good showing for the Panthers, and they know what's on the line. They know what's at stake. I don't feel like that there's much pressure, but at the same time, they know that they have a great opportunity here to – you know, go down to Georgia Tech, beat that team that has been playing very good football all year, and then come back home and see what your fate is against Miami. So I feel pretty good right now. It's going to be a crazy environment, a tough environment, but I think that the Panthers are up for the task.
I don't really take much from the Notre Dame game, to be honest with you, because they got so many dudes at every position, and that's a team that is playing great football that could maybe contend for a national championship. And we all thought that Pitt had a chance to contend for an ACC championship this year, but it's a different level of talent. Yeah. And that's the nature of the sport, and kind of always has been, but particularly now with the money and Notre Dame's brand and blah, blah, blah. I don't think it matters all that much. I think Pitt is on an even playing field with Georgia Tech. Like, they are similarly talented teams. Both teams have good quarterbacks. I think Pitt's defense is way better than Georgia Tech's defense. Georgia Tech's defense has been bad the last couple of weeks. And the one thing that concerned me going into that Notre Dame game is I said it. I said the Pitt offensive line leaves a lot to be desired in pass protection. Well, Notre Dame could exploit that. I don't think Georgia Tech can. Uh-huh. Georgia Tech has 18 sacks on the season in 10 games. Like, they don't get the quarterback on the ground. I think Pitt's going to put up in the 40s. I think it might be a shootout. Hayes King, I have a ton of respect for as a passer and as a runner, and he's a junkyard dog. And I think they play football the way that Pat Narduzzi would like to play football himself. I think he probably has a ton of respect for this Georgia Tech team.
No doubt.
But I think Pitt's been playing better football if you take the Notre Dame game out of the equation, and I do because I don't think it's applicable here. Applicable. I think Pitt wins 45-37.
A lot of points.
A lot of points, yeah.
They need it, man. They need it. It'd be a great feeling. You hop on that plane ride home, and you know you have one game to really solidify your season to what's going to happen. So I hope they're up for the task. I hope they're up for the challenge. And guys got to step up. Can't have any drop passes. Like, think like the details. Like, talked about it against Notre Dame. Like, even if you had all the details aligned against Notre Dame, Notre Dame proved that they are a really good football team. You probably weren't going to win the game, but the details still killed them. I mean, think about the first drive, all the drop passes, Poppy Williams, the drop pass. Like, you can't have that in a game like tomorrow. Like, you have to hone in on the details.
Your big-time players got to be big-time players.
Yes.
Here's another matchup thing to watch, because Pitt can create pressure with the best of them. Haynes King has only been sacked 7 times on the year. 7 times. Now, they run him a lot and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and they're balanced. They've rushed for over 2,000 yards on the year. He's thrown for 2,700 yards. So it's a good offensive football team. I think Pitt's defense is the difference, and they get enough stops to win the thing. And then you see what happens with SMU, and it's all on the line against Miami. I had thought Miami probably wouldn't have much to play for in the last week, but they've crept closer to the playoff cut line. So they feel like if they win out, they've got a good shot. So it would set up a monumental task in a huge battle. And a team that has come to Pittsburgh in the final game of a season and lost before.
Yep.
So it's all out there ahead of Pitt. They just got to take care of this one. And Georgia Tech a slight favor, but the line has actually moved a little bit in Pitt's favor. So I think some people with the big stacks of cash are viewing it the same way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.